With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast. Obviously, since we recorded Beers and Break-Evens, there has been a bit of carnage when it comes to Supercoach. Our plan was to wait a week on Nicho Hynes and bring in Josh Schuster and to wait for Nicho Hynes, but shit has hit the fan. Obviously, Josh Schuster, I assume by the time you guys are listening to this that he will be ruled out. All my mail says that he will be ruled out. Everything on social media says he will be ruled out. I believe it's his brother that's jumping on Twitter telling people that he will be out, and it looks By the looks of it, looks like his brother has jumped on Twitter in the past and given out information like this. So I do reckon that Manly will probably get on the front foot with that, and I think Anthony Seibold might be asking a little WTF there. But anyway, that's not my issue to sort out. That's a Seibold issue, and best of luck to the Schusters. But yeah, very strange one there, but it looks like he will be ruled out. So what does that mean for our Supercoach Classic sides? For me, I'm not changing a stack, to be honest with you. I was planning on playing Schuster. I really like the matchup here. But without him, I have got to ask some questions and I'm probably going to bring someone else in. So as it stands right now for me, I am tossing up to bring in Schuster or not. I think I will. And I think a lot of you will find yourself in the same boat. I know Timmy Williams is thinking something similar. I haven't got 100% confirmation from him, but I'm still thinking I'm going to bring Schuster in. Negative 12 break even. All he has to do is just set foot on a field at some point over the next few weeks. He will make money. I actually think there's a world where if you get Josh Schuster in this week, he could make money over the next few weeks. I think you'll see Carl Oluwapu for the Canterbury Bulldogs over the next few weeks, and I think that'll be an automatic downgrade at 5'8". If you've got him in the second row, I think you'll have plenty of options there still, but I think there's plenty of moves you can make. So despite Josh Schuster not playing this weekend, I've made the decision that I'm going to bring him in. I'm going to free up a bit of cash. That will allow me to go Isaac Thompson to Ruben Garrick, which I obviously have already done. So Isaac Thompson to Ruben Garrick. I just think the Manly Seagulls, they're going to be red hot this weekend. I think they're going to have a big win against Newcastle Knights. So I'm going to bring Ruben Garrick in. And then, of course, I'm going to go Tanner Boyd, who's on a bye. He's got a break even of 17. You don't have to sell Tanner this week, but the idea of not having Hynes again with a break even of 6 just scares the living shit out of me. You can wait an extra week on Nicho. He has got the bye next week. I understand all those arguments. I've been pushing them all week. Schuster being out, though, it means that I can just go a week early. I can bring Hynes in. I can play him as my extra reserve, and I can potentially captain him as well. So, obviously, it's very early in the season. I'm not too concerned about points, but I think Nicho has got the potential to go gangbusters again this weekend. And once again, I don't want to be left out in the cold like I was last week. So I have brought in Nicho Hynes. So I'm going to use a trade boost this week. It is my second trade boost. I'm going to let go of Tanner Boyd, Adam Dewey, and Isaac Thompson. That's the other thing. I just don't overly trust Dewey. I wasn't planning on playing him this week. I wanted to play Josh Schuster. Now that Schuster's out, I can still bring Schuster into the side, free up that cash, and then go straight to Nicho. So that means I've got Nicho, I've got Nath Cleary, I've got Turbo, I've got all the guys that I want. I am making 3 trades. There's no doubt about that. Not ideal. Want to save my boost a little bit, but I think that with this Schuster news, I think it's a good week to use it. Happy to wear that Nico Hines isn't going to play next week. Completely understand that. If he gets injured this week, that would just about be the perfect narrative as far as fucking me sideways. Fingers crossed he doesn't. So bringing Nico Hines, Josh Schuster, Ruben Garrick. What's the plan next week? Next week, I think I'd probably be going to either Jackson Ford or Zach Hosking, whichever one goes better next week. When I make this move, it leaves me with about 140K in my bank. So it does mean that I am going to be able to make a move next week, either a Jackson Ford or a Zach Hosking. Maybe I make two moves to be able to go to Hosking. I'll have to work out the price difference there and everything. But yeah, that's my plan at the moment, guys. Always want to be as honest with you guys as we can. The Josh Schuster thing has obviously thrown a bit of a spanner into it all. It's made it all a little bit difficult. But that is what we're leaning towards at the moment. I'm not sure if Timmy's doing the same thing. I believe that he might have dropped on his podcast a very, very similar situation. I think that he might be bringing in Nico Hines. I might actually just see if we can get Timmy on the line. I might give him a buzz and see how we go. Stay with me for a second.
Hello, mate.
Mate, you are live on the Rugby League Guru podcast. I was just going to catch up with you and check what your Supercoach trades are this week. What's doing?
Bloody hell, just trying to enjoy me Friday afternoon, mate.
Tell me, mate, what's the plans?
We've never done this before. So the plan is, now that Josh Schuster is believed to be out, had to flip the trades a little bit. I think I'm going to bring in Jackson Ford this week for Luke Garner.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Yep, and then what's the other trade? Ruben Garrick has come in. I'm chasing the high ceiling there on the left edge, going up against Greg Marge. He could score about 12 tries this week. So Garrick in for the hammer break even 30. So he's got a little bit of money still to be made potentially, especially with the Dragons matchup. But pretty happy with my CT dub. So cutting hammer early to get Garrick in and chase a couple of points there. Toyed around with the idea of maybe boosting, but I think I'm going to stick with those two trades this week.
So no Nico Hines for you this week?
No, reluctantly no Nico Hines for me this week. I tinkered around with maybe going Reed Marnie down to Sonny Luke early to free up some cash for the third trade and just holding Garner for another week to trade next week. But I was a little bit short of doing Tanner Boyd up to Nico. So, yeah, I'm going to have to... It'll be a tough watch Sunday, Arvo, that Sharkies game. But Nico's coming for me around 7.
Mate, I've just announced to my listeners that I'm going Tanner Boyd, Adam Dewey, Isaac Thompson to Ruben Garrick, Schuster and Nico Hines. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, elite trade.
I think I'm just going to be patient on Schuster. I don't really care. He's not playing this week, but I just need to get Nico in. It's a move I'm going to make. Can I sway you?
I don't. Well, you went into this week with a ton of money in the bank, didn't you?
Yes. Yeah, about 700K.
Yeah, we didn't all have 700K in the bank to play with, mate. So, look, if you want to transfer over 400K of that and lend it to an old pal on the bar, I'd happily be swayed. But we can't all do it, so... So, mate, no, not this week. But I rate the trade. Dewey's gone huge at Suncorp the last two games, but looked all right last week. I'm holding on to him, but I can definitely see why you're trading, particularly if it's getting in Nico, then, yeah, no-brainer.
Yeah, if it wasn't getting in Nico, I don't think I'd even be having the conversation. But, yeah. Anyway, mate, I'll let you get back to your weekend. I'm going to send you a collab in about 5 minutes or so stay tuned for that. Those listeners, make sure you go check out our Blue Wealth property ads. I'm hearing you might be in line for a Logie. True or false?
Me?
Yeah. Five-star performance.
Some of the finest acting this Australia's ever seen.
They're calling you Meryl Streep up there at Blue Wealth property. What are your thoughts?
That's harsh on me, mate. I've got Meryl covered.
Mate, thanks for joining us on the podcast, and I'm sure we'll unfortunately see you soon, all right?
Cheers, Skip. Thanks for having me.
Cheers, legend. Yeah, so there we go. We had the great Timmy Williams on. He's that's his trade. So you've now heard from both of us. He's bringing in Ford and Garrick there. And yeah, you all know which direction I'm going in. So they will be our trades this week for Supercoach Classic. Guys, obviously sometimes shit changes during the week. You got to think on your feet. And yeah, I just want to get it out to you guys and let you know which direction we are going in. Shout out to the great Timmy Williams there. Just called him live, put him on the spot. Always a good sport, Timmy. And yeah, telling us his trades live there. I'll be very keen to see if we get to Beers and Break Evans on Wednesday and he's stuck solid. I reckon he might be sitting at home thinking about going, Nico. So we'll see how it plays out come Wednesday. But those are our trades, guys. Captains wise, I am deciding between Nico and Turbo. I'd love to tell you which direction I'm going in, but I honestly have not decided yet. The fact that Timmy will be going Turbo has me seriously considering Nico, assuming he doesn't bring him in between now and then. So, yeah, exciting times. That's the first time we've done that. We might try and ring Timmy in every Friday. Might even try and ring in some other people as well to get their live reaction to their bets to their trades and whatnot. So, cheers, guys. Thanks for tuning in to the Rugby League Guru Podcast once again. Beers and Break Evans will be back, returning on Wednesday afternoon, 3 p.m. Going to be a cracking episode there. Hopefully, we're not talking about the Nico Hines carnage again. That would just be insane. And, guys, we have got some content dropping this afternoon on the Instagram page. Go and check it out. We went in the other day, did some ads with Blue Wealth Property, our major sponsors of Beers and Break Evens. There is a link in our Instagram story to sign up to Blue Wealth Property. You might not be thinking about investing in property now. You might be. You might be thinking about it in the future. You might not think it's for you. Just sign up. Go and have a look at some of the stuff in there. Tony's an absolute champion. He's got me all involved in it at the moment. Something that I didn't think I was in a position to be able to be completely honest with you guys. But he's opened my eyes up to so much when it comes to the property market. So many things that I've heard spoken about for so long that I just had no idea about. And now I feel like I'm completely on top of it all because Tony's so good at explaining it all. So make sure you go to that link in our Instagram story, guys. Make sure you sign up there. We will add it to this podcast as well. So if you want to go and have a look at the description, remember Tony and Blue Wealth Property, they've put up $5,000, a free prize for a free entry Supercoach competition that we've got. So if you are going to invest in property, make sure you do it through Blue Wealth Property. They are the very best in the business and they're here supporting not only me, not only Timmy, not only Beers and Break Evens, but all of the Supercoach community, putting up $5,000, $5,500 if you're an NRL club member, because Tony, he honestly just is a down-to-earth footy guy, but more importantly, a Supercoach fanatic like the rest of us. So please make sure, guys, you do go sign up there. Do me a personal favour. Support people that are supporting the podcast, that are supporting Beers and Break Evens, and that are supporting Supercoach in general.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.